Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big, fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show in the third decade of the 21st century. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and the one and only, and the world is happy about that. Steve Martin's our guest. ProfitPro.us is how you find him and his books on profit, on profitability. Score.org, that's a place, also a place where he recommends you check out. If you're wherever you are in the United States, if you need help with your small business, Steve, there's a Score volunteer nearby, isn't there?
Absolutely, yes. And we work virtually as well. I have clients that span the entire
right.
Continent.
Well, you were my Score volunteer before you were part of Score. Steve Martin has been my confidant. He's been a supporter of mine for 22 years now. And Steve, we're the better for it. And I want you to know, I don't mind telling everybody on the planet how steadfast and how pure and true your attitude is about helping people. And I appreciate that very much.
Well, Jim, I appreciate it because it's a two-way street.
Well, we have to help.
You've helped my life for the better as well.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. All right, folks, we're talking about the quadrants of attitude, the four quadrants of attitude. I still maintain that's redundant. But anyway, positive on the top, negative on the bottom, active on the right, passive on the left. That divides into four quadrants, positive, active, negative, passive, and then positive, passive. Now, positive-passive sounds, the final fourth quadrant sounds like, positive-passive sounds a little bit negative, but really that's where the upper third of your engaged people are, isn't it?
Well, yes, because when I say passive and interactive, there's a continuum. It's from extremely active to just comatose, if you will. But someplace along in there, you recognize that people who have a positive attitude are far more likely to be engaged in what's going on in the organization. They're probably a good employee. They're ethical, they're empathetic, responsible, and more likely to see the best in people. And that's a good thing for a culture in an organization.
Go ahead.
And that's where your followership lies. You really need people within an organization that are going to do what you want them to do.
This is where the entrepreneurial employees are. Because I've been talking for a long time about the power of an entrepreneurial employee who helps you have an entrepreneurial organization. An entrepreneurial employee is someone who wants to take risk with your money. if you're an entrepreneur, you want to take risk with your capital. An entrepreneurial employee doesn't want to be a business owner. They want to work in a business that you're the owner of, and they want to take risk with your capital. And that's a good thing, isn't it?
Well, it certainly can be, as long as it's your risk and not theirs.
that's the point. That's the point. But I mean, these are the people who are coming to you and saying, "Hey, boss, I got an idea."
That's right. Let's do better. And that's that positive attitude, wanting to have results and be responsible for succeeding and making those results happen.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But you know, one thing, Jim, that I'd like our listeners to understand is, attitude is a choice. It's not something that happens to us. Mm-hmm. It's something we choose to have.
You can change your attitude, can't you?
You can change your attitude. And it really is that simple if you're willing to understand that you do have self-control.
Mm-hmm.
you know, you can be in the worst possible circumstance and choose to have a positive, active outlook toward resolving that problem.
And by the same token, Steve, by the same token, a leader can help you change. A better leader can help you change that attitude. That's another. That puts. I'm putting the pressure back on the leadership. Last thoughts.
There you go.
Last thoughts, Steve. Wrap it up.
Yep. Choose to be positive. Choose to take an active role in your own life and the lives of the people around you.
He wrote a book about positive once,
you can
folks.
Change the world.
He knows all about positive. Hey, Steve, good job today. Come back soon.
Thank you. Always enjoy it. Thank you for everything that you do.
Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, he's absolutely the best. I got to go for this hour. I want to remind you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.